And I hate to tell you, but the toads are coming.
And what's been really interesting, I've been watching it on the news. Stop the Toad is so full of different people, and they are going out every night, and they are saving us from the invasion of cane toads.
Absolutely, and one of the men responsible for that is Dennis Berros. Hello, Dennis.
Morning, how are you going?
Now, Dennis, we're concerned about the toads and the fact that they're coming for us.
Yep, we are. We should be.
I'm really impressed about the amount of people that are out doing it. I didn't realise. So what's the deal, Dennis? Do people go to the front line and stay there for X amount of time? What happens?
Well, we've had people come from all over Australia. A number of people from different parts of the world, in fact, go to Timber Creek, which is one of the most remote bits of Australia you could hope to find.
Yeah.
Participate in our great toad muster, which happened between the end of September and October. And so, I mean, some of them were there for the whole 5.5 weeks. Some of them dropped in for a couple of days. But, I mean, the fact is that people came and they conquered. They really kicked toad backside.
Kicked toad butt. Dennis, how many toads do you reckon you caught during this great toad muster?
We took more than 48,000 off the front line.
There were bags of toads. What they do now is they load it up, they just put bags of toads in the back of a car and then load up another bag.
There were trailer loads of dead toads. Yeah, that was massive. I mean, the numbers are impressive. I think the important element of this is that we're pretty sure we were on the front line toads. It really is a holding pattern. Our strategy is to create a buffer zone where each dry season you kind of push them back.
Right.
The country's working against the toad. The toad's own biology is working against it, and there's not much water in the landscape at the end of the dry season up there, and that they're congregated around little water bodies that do remain, so they're easy pickings, and it's a time when you can really make an impact on their numbers.
What's the risk of toads getting into Western Australia? Is it the impact that they're going to have on the native wildlife? Is that the biggest concern?
Yeah, it is to most of the people who've been involved, I think, is the concern for native environments. There are other concerns. There are lifestyle and agricultural concerns. There are always costs involved with toads. Even having a swimming pool around your hotel, you have to fence it for toads once they're there. There are some real costs. But the really awful thing about the toad is that one of the first things that they take out are the big goannas. In the entire time, our area of operations, we saw one big goanna, and it was dying. And the local indigenous people will tell you that at this time of year, normally they would go in there and they'd be hunting for them as bush tucker, and there'd be lots of them. But where the toads are, the goannas aren't.
One adult toad, right? How many eggs can that lay?
Well, I reckon up to 30,000.
See what I mean? And you guys have just caught 50,000, so that's like one person's
baby. It's
like
two
babies. Two babies. Yeah. That's like two families.
Well, maybe. I mean, the survival rate of amphibians is not great.
Dennis, talking extremes.
Just to put that in context.
Millions of toads, Dennis. Natalie and I are solutions focused. We've already thought that we could actually glam up a couple of pigs because Miss Piggy and Kermit are a good item.
Oh, yeah.
And actually put some tarted up pigs out there so the frogs would be more attracted to them.
Yeah.
And also a line of French people as well opening up restaurants. What do you think, Dennis?
I don't know how to tell you this, but they do seem to like pigs. I've seen toads in pig carcasses more than once. I think they're attracted to dead things. They like maggots and
you've just ruined the Muppets
stuff
for me, Dennis. Thanks.
If anybody's listening and they want to be able to help stop the advancement of the toad, what can they do now?
Well, look, stay involved. If people were to visit our website, stopthetoad.org.au, they can sign up. We do a monthly newsletter and that will keep them in the picture. And if they wanted to participate in the Great Toad Muster 2007, which I have no doubt will happen, they'll know all about it.
Thanks for talking to us, Dennis.
Thanks a lot. Bye.